The feast that commemorates that moment in which the Spirit of God came upon that small community, that small group of disciples of Jesus. And we're told in the first reading that one of the effects of that was that as the disciples went out from that upper room and as they told the people the story of Jesus, that everyone heard that story as if the disciples were speaking their own language. And St. Luke, the author of the Acts of the Apostles, wants to make us clear about the fact that there were so many diverse people gathered in Jerusalem for the festival, people from varying parts of the known world, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and people from Mesopotamia and Greece, people from Rome, both Jews and Christians, Cretans and Arabs, people from the Middle East, and people from the Far East. And yet all of them heard the word in their own language. So it says the first thing to learn is that when the Spirit of God is present, the Spirit is a spirit that unites and not divides. The Spirit is able to help all understand the truth, and that no one has, if you will, a corner on the truth, that the Spirit speaks the truth to all. The second thing we learned is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians that Freddie Dunn read for us. To each person is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the sake of the common good. To each one the Spirit is given for the sake of the common good. For the sake of drawing people together. For the sake of building a unity. For the sake of understanding, for the sake of a shared experience of life, for the sake of a just distribution of all that is. The Spirit is given for the sake of the common good. And the third thing we learn is from the gospel, in that the Spirit that is given is a spirit of reconciliation. Peace be with you. The Spirit is the Spirit that breaks down adversity and creates unity. The Spirit is present when men and women can experience a gentleness and respect from each other rather than intolerance and violence. The Spirit of God is present when the truth holds people together and falseness does not divide them. The Spirit of God is present when there's a reconciling movement among people. And that's exactly what Jesus promised. Jesus says, I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm going to send an advocate. I'm going to send the Spirit to you. And the effect of that Spirit is that we all might be one, that I might live in you and that you might live in me. Well, that's what we celebrate today, that life of the Spirit, which has been given to each and every one of us. And you and I are called as disciples of the Lord to act on the Spirit we have received. In Paul's letter to the Galatians in the 5th chapter, Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit, the sign that the Spirit is present, is found in charity, joy, peace, patience, generosity, understanding. That when those qualities are present, we know that the Spirit of God is active. What we pray for today is that we might truly live out the Spirit we've been given.